Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you close more deals, reduce expenses, and provide five-star customer service. To learn more, go to anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Jason Yarusi. Jason is a private fund manager of over $300 million in commercial real estate. Since 2017, his company, Yarusi Holdings, has amassed over 3,000 apartment and commercial real estate units. Jason, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Yeah. Hey, Josh. Great to be here. First thing that comes to mind is do less. Many times we get really massive to-do lists and you have 100 things and tomorrow you have 101 things. And the next day you have 102 things. And 99 of those things really have nothing in them that's going to push your business forward. So put down the five things that come to mind. Look at the one thing on that list that's actually going to carry you forward and do that one thing. And if you do that repeatedly each and every day, 30 days out, 60 days out, a year out, you're going to be way further along to your path of success than you could ever imagine.
Oh, you just spoke to my heart. Do less. To do more, you must do less. You got 100 things on your list. 98 of them don't matter. Probably 99 of them don't matter. It's possible that none of them matter. You might be able to get through an entire day and not do anything and be better off. Have you ever run into those days?
I absolutely agree. You know, and you talk about what I've done in real estate. It really started when we stopped doing so much. We were doing all kinds of things in real estate and doing okay, right? But we were flipping homes. You know, my wife was a realtor. We were doing Airbnbs. We were doing wholesaling and we were having some okay success. We were just so busy, right? We're just so busy. So it didn't even feel like we were accomplishing anything. And when we honed in and just started focusing on one niche investment in one place, one type of building, one type of asset class, one type of location, right? One type of operation, we started to have success because we then identified what we wanted to do and we put all of our energy and focus into that. And then things started to really transcend from there.
Yeah. And I'd love to get into that. A multifamily is something I've spent years with Michael Blanc. And so I have a lot of familiarity there. There's tremendous opportunity, obviously. But one thing that stood out to me that you like to talk about is what you call the bottle John effect. And I think that ties into what you just said. So can you tell me a little bit more about that?
You know, I worked at this bar back in New York City. And when I first came there, you know, it's actually where I met my wife. She was the manager of this bar. I walked on one day and I said, hey, can I be a bartender? And she said, no, you can work in construction and help fix up the bar. I said, okay, that's a start, right? Well, lo and behold, this little bar is so busy that each and every night it closes sometimes at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., who knows, right? This owner, his name was Captain Krevy because it was out in a barge. So of course his name was Captain Krevy. Well, he had a problem that he could never find anybody who could be consistently showing up at these random times just to pick up bottles and clean up. So every morning the next day would just be anarchy out there, right? Just trying to get ready for the next day of just controlled chaos. Well, lo and behold, one night this guy walks out and he says, hey, can I just pick up these bottles for you? And the only thing I'll take is I'm going to take them off and just go, you know, get the recycling to pay for it. And, you know, Captain Krevy goes, yeah, absolutely. This sounds like a steal. What should I pay you? He's like, listen, I just want to be able to pick up these bottles. And lo and behold, John was the guy's name coming out there is that he starts picking them up and showing up. And the Captain Krevy just thinks this guy's not going to show up the next night or the next night, just like everybody else. But he just keeps showing up each and every night. Well, this little bar turns out to become the biggest outdoor bar in New York City, starts selling so much beer that we couldn't even sell anything past Corona because we were bringing, at one point, we sold the most Corona in the entire world for three summers running compared to any other bar in the world, just in the summer, compared to like any bar that would be open year round. Well, wow. John, who now becomes known as Bottle John, just keeps showing up doing this and doing the recycling. And so he builds this massive business because he just showed up when nobody else would and just started putting in the work because he just wanted to go and change his course of life. He ended up being a homeless guy. He was a homeless guy off the streets that just walked into something and said, listen, I just want to find purpose, find meaning, and just do something outside of where I was. And instead of just saying, hey, this is something that I'm stuck, I'm a homeless guy, it's everybody else's fault, can you give me something to help? He started to put himself in a position to start changing his course. Well, lo and behold, a few years later, I'm in the subway in New York City. If you've ever been, you know, in the middle of summer, it's miserable. You're down there, it's just hot, it's steaming. All you want to do is just get in the subway and get out. And I'm sitting there waiting for one of the subway trains, and this really well-dressed guy starts walking down the platform, right? And it just catches my eye just how well-dressed he is. And I look up, and who is it but Bottle John? And Bottle John had turned that little thing where one day of just picking up bottles into this massive business that had not only helped himself, but he started to help other people get off the streets by having a business. And he was able to find himself housing, get back to his family, right? He ended up finding home up in upper Manhattan, and it changed his course of life because he started to take ownership for where he was, take control of his area, not blame anybody else, and be self-aware of just his position and take action. Didn't expect anything, but what happens there is that if you start putting in work, you have commitment, you have purpose, you have intention, life starts to happen for you instead of against you. And it sure did for Bottle John.
Man, what an awesome story, dude. That was great. I wasn't expecting all that. So it was good.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It was just fun because I didn't either. You know, like all these little things that worked in his favor, right? Even if he didn't, he started to have purpose, right? He started to have commitment, right? Many times people get stuck and things happen to all of us that are just not ideal, right? They just happen and you can either say, man, that was horrible, right? Or you're going to say, listen, like, I can't control what happened. I can control how I can react to what's happened. And he did. He said, okay, this is my situation. I'm going to see how I can change it. And he certainly got himself in the right path, frame of mind.
You know, this idea of purpose has been ringing around in my head quite a bit, actually. And it's funny that, you know, I've done 200 plus episodes of this podcast. And the weirdest thing is, it's like whatever's rattling around in my head, somebody manifests it on the next conversation I have.
That's amazing.
Always, you know? And the thing that was sticking with me before this conversation was, you seen The Big Lebowski?
Yeah, I love it. What a good movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's this scene in there, and I'm sitting here and like, I'm going through a bunch of weird, stressful stuff right now that I can't really control it. And I got to figure out how to get up every day and keep moving. And I keep going back to this scene where like they try to take the ashes and throw it in the ocean, and it just and it just like splashes on their face, and then I think it was Donnie or somebody was like, man, let's go bowling, let's just go bowling, you know. And that's been sticking with me every day I wake up, man, let's just go bowling, dude. Let's just go bowling, it's fine.
You know, it's hard to see the end when you're in it, right? And it's hard to see it, right? Of where you're going, of how it's going to turn out, of how it's going to react here. But when you look back, right, that's the stories that you go by. If everything was just, you know, 75 and sunny every day, you would never appreciate it, right? But it's the storms that you go through. You look back, you're like, man, look at what we accomplished through times that at the moment we never thought we'd go through. And it's as we continue to, you know, to go through it, we grow through it. And you look back, I think about today, like, you know, from tough times I did, like I think back 5 years ago and I can't remember them. Why? Because at the moment they felt like it was the end of the world, right? It felt like the world was just going to fall over at that moment. But now they're speed bumps, right? And I see that a lot when you talk with people, is that we all go through things that our mind and our body, like we have to learn through to learn to be resilient to them and to grow to do bigger things. Like, you know, you I'm sure when you're starting out this podcast, you're having a part of just like learning the podcast, and now you're hundreds of episodes down and you're now doing great things, reaching more people because of how you transcended with the podcast. Where the first time was like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this. I don't know how to get the camera on, the mic,
I'm
like
awkward.
The Zoom thing. Like, what are we going to do? Like, hey, do I talk? Do I not talk? What do I do with my hands? You know, like all the things, right? And here you are today, just rocking, you know, and you go through them. And that's just, it's how we evolve. But it is funny that each time there's these moments that seem so difficult, but we don't even realize them as they go forward, or we understand later on how they served us in the moment to build us to where we are today.
So let's talk about a little bit about where you are today, and tell me a little bit about what you're working on and how people can learn more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, right now we just launched the Live 100 podcast. It's really our give back to help people break their bad habits so they can build momentum to magnify their success. So go over there. You can find it on all the podcast platforms. Also, if you want to find out more about us, and our investments, yourrusiholdings.com.
Excellent. And tell us, so the podcast you said, what was the name of it again?
Live 100.
Live 100. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about what's that stand for, what's the mission?
Sure. I had a bulldog that when I was going through my own tough times, this bulldog Jack, and I found Jack back in New York City, right? And he started being my companion. And that bulldog, bulldogs usually live to 8 or 9 years old. That bulldog ended up living to 15 years old. And he became the name of a brewery I started. At one point, he was the name of a sushi restaurant I opened. Don't ask how or why. But on that front, he started to really be along my side for all these points. And I started thinking of this Jack that I found this statue that looked like him. It was like this Greek like bulldog statue. And what came out of this is that Jack ended up following me and making me and supporting me and being on my side all the way through Tennessee. And he was this thing that was always there, no matter if times were good or bad. He was that companion, right? That person was along, that dog that was along with my journey. And when I looked back at that statue, Jack would always live his life to 100. And within Greek, the word akato is 100. And so I thought how the tie through is that all the things I've gone through is me starting to be aware of where I was and saying, okay, these are the things you're doing continually each and every day. And you can either continue to do these things that aren't serving you, and then you can't be upset that you're getting bad results, right? If you're going to continue to do the same things you're doing each and every day, and you're going to continue to get results that you don't want, well, I can't point the finger outward anymore. And so eventually I had to turn the finger around and point at myself and be like, I'm either going to be accountable to myself or not. So I started breaking habits that just didn't serve me. And what happened is that overnight things didn't change, but it started to build a snowball effect where I started to build momentum. And I started to be able to build momentum that started to really create levels of success that I didn't know were possible at the time because I was constantly doing things that weren't that weren't serving me. And so Live 100 podcast, it's just quick 10-minute or less episodes where I go in there and I talk everything from leadership to resilient to help people just level up their fundamentals so they can go out there and take action and get more out of life to the level of success that they deserve to have.
Love that. And so we can learn more about that podcast by going to live-100.com. Yeah.
You can go there, jasonyourusi.com. You find it all those spots, correct?
jasonyourusi.com as well. Excellent. Cool. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much for our guest, Jason Ru Yerusi, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done. For those of you who want to connect, you can check out his Live 100 podcast, and you can also learn about all of his investment and other things at jasonyourusi.com. For those of you who are listening on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. Remember to do less though. And one more time, if you're looking to boost your sales, cut your costs, and increase customer satisfaction, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. Well, hey, that's it for this episode of the Do Zone. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.